Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you. A start of yet another afternoon. So grateful to actually be starting off your Wednesday today. My name is Lukho Mkwediputi, and I'm your host once again on Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart from now all the way up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Now, you know how we start our Wednesdays. We start Wednesdays with the word, and I'm so excited because Pastor Moyo is joining us once again. Now, if you have not been following much of it, we started a couple of weeks ago, and one of the things we have been focusing on recently, in fact, let me take you just a little back. Pastor Moyo spoke about the character of God. He spoke about the integrity of God. He also touched on, and these are actually subjects over the past couple of weeks, and then he also touched on one of the reasons why our prayers might not be answered, or they might seem as though they are not answered. And so continuing with that today, I think it's actually, it's not weird, but I think the Lord truly speaks to us and prepares us, because I was actually laughing yesterday talking to Auntie, my house exec, and I said to her, you know, I really feel like the Lord has been building a lot of patience in my life. I always believe I have patience, and then sometimes life gets really tough. Then I'm like, Lord, I don't know if this patience thing is working for me. So today he tells me that, look, oh, we're talking about patience now. Building and exercising the patience muscle is pretty much what we're focusing on today. So, Pastor Moyo, good afternoon, and welcome back to WordFest.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Lukho. Good afternoon to you and to the listeners at home.
It's lovely to have you with me, I must say, and truly is a huge learning curve for me as well. I must say, it is definitely bringing transformation to me as well. It's not that we get to do it for the listeners and it doesn't do anything to me. It definitely, teaches me a lot as well. So thank you so much for taking your time, traveling every Wednesday to be here with us. So thank you so much, Mfundo Moyo. So like I said, today we're talking about patience, right?
Yes, we are talking about patience. Mm. That's our subject for the day. I know it is a very sensitive subject because many people don't want to wait.
And I think we easily throw a fit and a tantrum to say, but Mfundo, I've been waiting. Like,
yes.
How much longer do you want me to wait on God?
Yes, yes. So it's one of the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah,
patience, and it's found in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. So it's a very sensitive topic.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to wait. Sometimes it's not again that they don't want to wait. It's just that they don't know the time frame, because when God says wait, He doesn't tell you for how long. He just says wait.
That's another thing. Exactly. There are no time frames.
Is
that perhaps why we often panic, really?
Exactly. And then sometimes we panic, and then we find ourselves now having other options as well.
Where you
are trying by yourself now to make this thing happen. Now, in your trying, you find yourself now you are deep in hot soup, or you are in a dungeon.
And sometimes we convince ourselves,
you see,
that alternative is actually God's plan.
Yes, yes, yes. And we need to understand as well and discern whose hand is giving during the time of your waiting.
That's a difficult one. I'm going to be honest, it's a very difficult
one. It's a very difficult one, because the devil also can come and give before God gives the original one.
Before God's appointed time for that.
Yes. Year. Remember what happened to Jesus when he was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. The devil kept on coming and saying, but you can change the stones into bread. You see, so he's portraying the word of God, and he's actually telling Jesus who he is.
Sure.
You understand?
And he's using the word of God to do ill.
Exactly.
Actually.
Exactly.
Sure.
So you need to understand now to discern the voices and the hand that gives during the time of your waiting.
Sure, this is very interesting, I must say. And I think it's a challenge for us in this day and age and in this society where the word of God is actually used on us.
Yes.
Whose hand is giving?
Yes.
That's the question.
Whose hand is giving?
Sure.
So if we can maybe, without any waste of time, because I understand people are frustrated out there. They've been asking from God. It's a challenge to us as the preachers of this generation.
Yeah.
You understand? Because God raises a man for a generation.
Of course.
So now it's a pity when he raises you in a generation that is full of options, full of access, with access to many things.
To other options.
You understand?
Yeah, that actually work if you think about it. Some do work, but
yes.
Whose options are they?
Are they from? You understand? So we need to discern that. So, and also today is to encourage more than trying to inflict pain on somebody who hasn't received their answer yet from God, that there is a fruit of the Spirit called patience. And what I like about God, though it may tarry, it shall surely come to pass. You see, though it may tarry, it shall surely come to pass.
And I actually think, Mfundisi, we need to wait patiently with that in mind.
Yes.
Knowing that it's going to come to pass.
It's going to come to pass.
I think the most painful thing for us would be waiting on something we do not know whether or not it will happen. But we are certain that through our God, it's going to come to pass.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Sometimes God says, not now. You see, but people need to understand that when God says not now, it doesn't mean he said no.
It's not a denial.
It's not a denial. You can ask for a car right now. Say, for instance, I'm just making a literal example. You can ask God now for, let's say, BMW 3 Series. I'm just saying the latest one, the 2024.
Yes.
And God says not now.
Sure.
And then next year, the same time,
okay,
God elevates you to another level where you find out that your level now doesn't require you or doesn't allow you now to drive the three series.
All right.
Already you can feel it that, no man, with the wealth that you have accumulated within that space of time, the waiting period, you find out that now the affordability now goes beyond the 3 Series.
In other words, God gives you something
greater even
than what
better
you
than
asking.
What you understand. Does it mean the 3 Series is wrong? No. Does it mean it's a bad car? No. Certainly not. It's just that you have upgraded during your waiting season.
Come on.
So God can do that.
Okay.
So you find out now when God has blessed you with a Porsche, you know, the latest version, or the Range Rover, the latest version. Now,
that's my prayer, by the way.
now your tears are different now.
Yeah.
The first tears, you were crying eagerly to drive a 3 Series. But now your tears now are saying, but God, little did I know that you had so much
There's
in store for
better.
Me. You understand? So God does that.
And I think if you think about it, sometimes we ask based on the limitations of our mind what we can actually think
Powerful.
Of.
Powerful.
We limit God because of only what our minds can think of. But does his word not say he'll do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we could ask or even
think of
according to the power that's at work?
Letting us.
You know, so what we're thinking is major. He's probably looking at us and thinking, Luko, but I know you deserve better.
Yes.
I'm just giving you time.
Yes.
You know, I just wait on me.
Just wait.
I'm working something out for
there's
you.
There's something best that I'm working. You understand?
Yeah.
So we are like a grade 9 sometimes want to write matric.
We don't even have much knowledge for the matric.
Have you realized when we are growing up, we had siblings that are older than us?
Yes.
Now there comes a time where you are supposed to go to creche. You don't want. You want
to
attend that school. You understand?
True.
Your brother's schools. You feel like, no, man, I have everything that it takes as well to go there.
But the time had not yet come.
But God knows.
Hmm.
God knows.
Amen.
He says, wait. Maybe if we can read Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 22, and also on the same token, we read also the book of Isaiah, and hear what God says through the prophet, Isaiah 40, verse 31.
All right, so reading from the Amplified version, the one you sent me, Mfundisi, right?
Yes.
But the fruit of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit, the work which His presence within accomplishes, is love, joy, in other words, gladness, it's peace, patience, and even temper, forbearance, that is, kindness, goodness, benevolence, and faithfulness.
Right. Now, I want people to notice that amongst the fruit of the Spirit, patience is also underlined. It's also there. That you can have everything else, but also don't lack patience.
Mm.
Then let's go to Isaiah 40, verse 31. Yes.
Isaiah 40, verse 31 says, but those who wait for the Lord.
Who
wait for the Lord.
Wait. Now, when you wait, you don't just, you wait in patience. Wait simply means the wait part here, it's actually, it means patience. Those who are patient with the Lord, those who wait.
Okay.
You understand? Yes, let's go on.
But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, who look for and hope in Him.
Yes.
Shall change and renew their strength and power.
Mm.
They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the sun.
Yes.
They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired.
Amen.
Amen.
So now we find something here that is so profound as the children of God or as the Christians, even to the non-believers, we pray for them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So that we speak the same language and understand these kingdom principles.
Mm.
Number one, God has given us the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Now, the book of Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, now, this is what the Holy Spirit, when He's in you, has to accomplish, you know, to build up a character in you. So He says now, one of those that needs to be the attributes of the Holy Spirit, the character that He accomplishes in you, which we must see from you, is patience. I know people have prayed. I know they are still praying. I know they are still hoping for the best. And I know there's somebody right now listening who is saying, but I've been sick for too long.
How much more patience can I have?
But all I can say to you, be thankful you are alive. Okay. There are many who have suffered the same sickness. It did not take them a month. It did not take them a year. Some of them, they are gone already. But you are still alive. So it simply means wait. Those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. You see, that's why the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So those who wait upon the, they shall renew their strength, because it is where we find our strength.
In waiting for
In waiting on the Lord. And we thank God for the Holy Spirit who is in us, because He has supplied us with sufficient ingredients. One of them is called patience.
Amen.
You see, so now discouragement and disappointments comes for all of us.
True.
Now I'm talking to somebody who thinks they are victims of disappointments. They are victims of discouragements in life, and they feel like they are standing in they are rotating in one area. Nothing is moving in their lives.
And you know how hurt and disappointment can make you believe you're the only one going through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And it can also instill that mentality that says to you, no one cares about you.
Mm.
Whereas everyone does care about you. It's just that they are also going through some stuff as well. You understand?
Exactly.
So discouragement, I can tell you, even the presidents, they get discouraged.
They go through their own thing.
You understand?
Yeah.
Even a CEO of a bigger company, you watch them driving their big cars, they are staying in mansions, but if you can go for fishing with him, you pick up that there is some discouragement along the line, you know. And this is a man who is probably globally celebrated, but they also in their corner, they have their moments of discouragement.
And they have moments of having to wait actually and trust God for something.
Exactly. You see. Mm. So even a soccer player, there are soccer players who get discouraged as well. You find out he's in the team, he has been selected, he's amongst the first 11, but the problem is he's not scoring goals.
Exactly. What is actually needed?
And the team is winning.
Yeah.
The team is winning, but because he is expected as well to score goals.
There's no sense of achievement from their end.
You understand? Mm. They get discouraged along the line.
Yeah.
So every man in this world gets their moments. They also have their moments of discouragement. Mm. I can tell you, even the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the evangelists, the pastors, we have our moments sometimes where you feel like, God, I don't want this thing anymore.
Mm.
No, I don't want
Why
this
did
thing.
You select me?
Why did you select me for this? You know, I was doing better in the corporate world.
I was living my peaceful life.
I was doing better when I was doing business out there. You understand? Mm. Because there are people who are called out and called into ministry to nurture the sheep. And all they do is to make sure that the projects that are concerning the kingdom of God are advancing.
Mm. Mm.
You see? So the discouragement comes for everyone. Even the owner of the company.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Mfundisi. I know you're also in business and you're in ministry.
Yes.
Do you also get those moments where you're like, hey, man, because I could definitely do better if I just focused on my business. These people are dragging me, you know. This is dragging me. You definitely get that as well, right?
It does happen. Mm. It does happen. I tell you now that I'm thankful to God for my wife because sometimes I don't feel like going to church.
Yeah.
Let me be honest with you. The whole world is
definitely
listening. Sometimes you feel it that, you know, I don't want to go to church.
This is weighing too heavily.
It's too heavy for me. I don't want. But then she keeps on saying, remember what the Lord called you for.
Amen.
Look at all the Bible characters. Look at how they nurtured the people of God.
Mm.
At some point, God himself, he regretted why he created man. You see?
Sure.
So this is the kind of people that you are dealing with.
Mm.
People are like that by nature. You understand?
Yeah.
So the moments of discouragement, they come.
Of course.
Sometimes there is a moment of celebrations as well, where you look back and you're like, God, thank you. If it wasn't for the Lord who was by my side, I would have been swallowed. And then you tap on yourself on the shoulder. You're like, no, let's go on, man.
Let's go,
this
Lord.
This thing is possible. You understand?
Yeah.
So there are those moments of celebrating. There are those moments where you feel like, you know what? Yeah, it's heavy. You understand?
Mm.
So that's life.
So if you're going through your, it's heavy moment, I want you to hear Mfundisi when he says, there are also moments where you're like, you know what, Lord, we can keep going.
And guess what? What God does.
Mm.
You know, God is God.
Yeah.
On the day you are discouraged,
that
particular day in that service, you'll be on fire like never before.
Mm.
You ask yourself, where did I get that power?
Mm.
Where did I get that energy?
Yeah.
Where did I get that revelation? Then you realize it's not you, it's him who is doing the job.
Mm.
You see? So I'm here to encourage somebody to say, wait. If you are waiting on the Lord, you trust in him.
Mm.
You're waiting on the Lord, you just believe. Just believe.
Amen.
Just believe. Just believe. We have Bible characters like Abraham who believed in God. God, they walked with God, but with no results for years.
Mm.
He wanted a child, but he could not bear a child.
Mm. Of course.
And Sarah, his wife, was also barren at that time.
Mm.
She had actually reached a menopause stage.
Hey.
You see. But yet they trusted and believed in God. And guess what? God came through for them. You see. So patience is everything. David, after he was anointed, remember the story when David, when God said to Samuel, go to the house of Jesse and anoint for me a king. Mm. Now, when he got there, Jesse, number one, we need to understand that theologically, Jesse didn't actually like David.
Mm.
He had his suspicions that this might not be my son. You understand?
Okay.
That is why he sent him to the sheep,
to tend the flock
at a young age. I mean, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old is supposed to tender thousands and thousands of sheep. You understand?
Mm.
So where does he get that mental capacity to count all these sheep if they are going to come back home all in all? You understand?
Okay.
But his motive was, he knew that there in the field there were bears, there were lions.
Mm.
So this young man, he knew, he had hope that one day this young man won't come alive.
Mm.
He knew there were foxes. He knew there were a lot of things
he was okay with anything happening to his son.
Yes, because that's why you see David tended the flock of his father Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
But there were no elderly brothers to supervise him.
Okay.
He was going alone. And Jesse was one of the richest, wealthiest men. He had camels, he had donkeys. But David had to take them out to the field, all of them, and bring them all alive.
Back home.
And Jesse expected that none of the sheep or none of the camels were supposed to be missing.
Mm.
You see. But look at what God does now. Even though the motive of Jesse was wrong, but God used that to train this young man to become the leader of the nation, to become the king who is going to nurture the whole now nation.
Of course.
You understand? Because now he has mastered the art and the principles and the strategy of how to nurture and tender the sheep. You see? So David, by nature, he was a strategist. David, by nature, he was now an administrator.
Mm.
David, on his own, could count his census.
Mm.
Because as a king, you need to know all of your people. So when he came to census, David would give them even the strategies of how to count everyone in one day.
Yeah.
Because he was used to this in the field.
In the field.
You see. So now, this is what I want to drive home to somebody now. That now, despite all this, I see the hatred and the motive. But there is something that God does here. This young man, when Jesse brings the other elderly brothers who were qualifying to become
according
kings,
according to him,
because military-wise they were trained.
They were fit enough.
They were fit and they were strong, you understand?
Mm.
They had the experience of going to war, but yet David never had that experience, you see. But now, when Jesse pointed out all his sons, God still said no to them.
None of them.
You see?
Mm.
Now, he says the prophet now asks Jesse, he says, but are these
all your sons?
You see the response now. He says, ah, man.
Listen to how lightly he says
you
it
understand?
As well.
Mm. He says, ah, man, there's this boy.
There's another
but
one.
But we don't consider him. These are the old that we have here. I mean, these boys, I'm telling you, they have so much experience in military.
Mm.
They have so much military experience. But now God says, no, tell him that he must go fetch that young man, wherever he is.
The least considered one.
The least considered one. He says, let them bring him here. This is the one. I have found a man after my own heart.
Amen.
You see. But now this is what happened. After David was anointed, he still went back to the field. He did not become a king immediately. Because there is a time for your anointing, but there is your time for your appointment.
Amen.
So he was not yet appointed a king, but he was anointed
to
a king.
Be one.
So in life, it is like that. You can still be anointed to become a manager. But the time
for
your appointment, if it hasn't come yet, please do yourself a favor. Submit to the one who is a king or a manager at
and
that particular time.
It's not a denial of your call.
Yes, you see. If you are still anointed to drive a big car, we know that. We can see the potential in you. But it's not yet time. Wait for that appointed time. You'll see. They will call you. The garage will call you. They will tell you, come and fetch. There is a car here. It's for you. You applied 6 months ago. You applied 2 years ago.
And I've actually heard of such stories.
You understand?
You know?
Opportunities will find you wherever you are. And God is a master of creating opportunities, because if you are the only person who carries solution, there is no man in this world who can fulfill that mandate. They will look for you like they looked for David.
I know all about it.
You see, they will look for you. They will say, go back and find this young man. Wherever he is in the ship, wherever he is in the deserts or in the field, wherever he is in the bush, bring him here. It is his time.
Amen.
When it's your time, there is no man who can hinder you. When it's your time, there is no man who can stop you. You will be like Joseph. When it's your time, God will create a scenario where only you can solve that problem.
Amen.
Only you can speak sense during that particular time. Mm-hmm. Only you can actually be the puzzle, the missing puzzle. You understand?
Yep.
So people must understand that's how God operates. So David waited for 15 years before he was appointed. Imagine if it was you and me, would have been contesting to the seat there, going day and night to Saul, telling him, I was anointed to be the king. Mm. Tell me, when are you resigning? You see?
Yeah.
And look at the story of David and Saul. Even though Saul knew that now it is time to step down, this young man must take over.
Mm.
He kept on trying to sabotage this young man. Mm. He kept on trying to trap this young man to an extent that now it escalated to an extent that Saul wanted to kill David.
Yeah.
To finish him off.
The one who's supposed to take over from him,
actually.
Yeah, to take over.
He was actually hunting him down.
Mm.
But David never had this thing to say, no, it's my time. I'm anointed. I'm the king. You won't do anything.
So his appointment didn't come with arrogance.
No,
we usually possess as humankind. Actually, once we know we're anointed for something.
Remember what I said last week. I'll still reiterate. Mm. I said sometimes, when God says not now, it's your pruning season.
Yeah.
You see, this exercise or this time of David being in the field, it actually taught him humility.
Of course.
It actually taught him total dependence on God, not on man. That is why David says, I lift up my eyes to the heavens.
Mm.
Where does my help come from?
Mm.
It comes only from God who created the heavens and the earth.
Mm.
When you reach that stage and level in life where you know your help comes only from God, whoever does something from you, you must know he has been commanded by God.
Amen.
Like the widow. Go to Zarephath. There I have commanded a widow to feed you. Mm. When somebody has been commanded by God to help you, believe you me, they have no choice. They will.
Yeah.
You won't even force it. They will. They won't find any peace until they do what God has told them to do.
Because they also know the instruction of the Lord.
God has given
lives.
Them instruction.
Yeah.
You see. So everyone was orchestrated now to anoint David. David was in the field, never knew anything.
Mm.
Yet God spoke to Samuel. He said, Samuel, wherever you are, walk kilometers to Jesse's house. Imagine.
To find the king. Mm.
And God does not go to David. He doesn't tell David.
Yeah.
You see. So David is now called later on. It's a surprise for him. He finds people are gathered in his homestead. Mm. What is happening here? Say, no, man, you anointed a king today. What?
Is this me?
Me? Are you talking
what
about?
What happened to my brothers around
you understand? Yeah. I mean, I've got brothers, man. I've got Elias. My brothers are military soldiers.
Mm.
You understand? That's how God is going to do to somebody listening today.
Man.
God is going to surprise you. Even in your waiting, even in your discouragement, even when people have despised you, it doesn't matter how the world has viewed you. As a shepherd boy, somebody smelling cow dung, don't worry. God knows what he has deposited in you.
Mm.
Your time is coming. And when your time comes, and which is now, I pray for you right now, and I propel your season. In the name of Jesus, that let it be your season. Let it be your time.
Mm.
In the name of Jesus, you have been waiting and waiting and praying for too long. Mm. What I like about God is that God uses a prophetic instruction to fulfill your prayers.
Amen.
If people can master and understand who prophets are, who men of God are, that they are a gift, they are actually a catalyst within the process of their prayers to be answered.
Mm.
If you can listen to the man of God when he says, tomorrow by this time, I'm telling you, you will see it happening. Like what Elisha did. He said, tomorrow by this time, this hunger nonsense is ending.
Yeah.
And it ended.
Mm.
And there was one man who wanted to reason with God. There was one man who wanted to reason with the prophet.
That's our biggest downfall.
With arrogance, because he was an officer.
Mm.
Because he had a title. You understand?
Yep.
So he looked at Elisha. He looked at the climatic conditions. He said, no, it has never rained.
Sense.
It doesn't make it doesn't make sense what you are telling us. Even if you are a man of God, please, man of God, just sit down.
Just be reasonable.
Just be reasonable. You know how those kind of people that we preach to, who are listening, even right now, there's somebody who is saying, oh, yeah, well, he's talking, but does he know? No, don't go. You understand?
Yeah.
You have such people. That when you speak as a man of God against any situation, they want to look at the reasonable conditions, favorable conditions.
Yeah.
You see, this officer, he said, no, man, even if God opens windows in heaven, there is no way we can sell Baal for a shekel and wheat for half a shekel. Where will that Baal come from?
Mm.
I mean, there is no rain for the past years. We never plowed. We never, there's nothing. Our cattle, our flock just died. We are poor.
Mm.
Things, this is the reality.
Yeah.
People always say this is the reality. But they forget that when it comes to God, God supersedes even realities.
Yeah. Something called the supernatural, something beyond what's natural to you.
A man of God or a prophet carries people's seasons.
Come on.
If people can understand that a man of God or a prophet of God or a woman of God or a prophetess, they carry people's seasons. They can force your season to happen now. Elisha forced the whole nation's season to happen within 24 hours. Was it not Elijah, the other illustration or other example, who said, for 3.5 years it shall not rain? And it did not rain.
Mm.
One man's prophetic word affected the whole nation. Affected everyone, even the intercessors of that time. No one could pray against the word of Elijah.
Mm.
You see. So we need to understand that when we are in our patience season, when God says wait in your patience season, just look for that prophetic word.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, prophetic words are very powerful. They can bring, they can accelerate your season.
Amen.
They can transcend time. Something that you could achieve in 10 years' time, you can achieve within 10 months. By being in a prophetic, where you listen to prophetic instruction. And when I say prophetic instruction, I'm not talking about these things. I see a car, your number plate is this. No. And I'm not against that. I'm talking about Bible prophecy. Hezekiah, what do you see? I see a valley of dry bones. He said, do you believe that these bones can live? You see. And then he says, no, if only you, God, allow it to happen. I know it can happen. Then God says, I'm in sync with you. Speak upon these bones. You see, that's a prophetic word. And we are talking about the bones that were dry for years, dead bones. And when a man of God, the prophet Hezekiah, prophesied upon the bones, he said, you bones, you dry bones, gather together. The Bible says, the word of God says, there was a rattling sound.
Sure.
Immediately the bones
came together.
And he began to command flesh, sinews, everything. And at the end, he commanded the spirit. And the Bible says the army of soldiers arose. You see?
Sure.
So I'm talking about now the solutions when you are in a waiting season. I know people will say, hey, Fundisi, my pastor, I hear you. But what do I do then when I'm within my waiting season, when I'm frustrated? I'm saying, make sure that you fellowship with others. Because in fellowship, that's where the prophetic word is released.
Yeah.
Do not be discouraged to gather together as brethren, as saints. Because as you are alone there, no one will speak a prophetic word when you are alone. You will pray and pray and pray and pray, only to find out that your answer is within somebody who is out there prophesying there, and you are not in your area or in your position.
Yeah.
Remember the story of the apostles. The Bible says that at the beautiful gate, they said, gold and silver we do not have, but what we have we give unto you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
rise up.
But it was the positioning of this man. Every day he was carried to that gate. If that man, how many men were crippled during that season, during that time, who did not get their healing? Why? Because they did not go to a designated area where a man of God is. So I'm encouraging somebody who says, I'm waiting patient with the Lord, and I've been praying. Now I've resorted to prayer alone in my own house, and you know how the devil is. You bring the scriptures that will suit your condition,
of course.
And people must understand your system, your spirit is designed to listen to many voices. Your emotions, they have got voices. You might think it's God speaking,
it's
when it's not God who is speaking.
And I'm actually sitting here, Pundisi, thinking, while you're saying that, you know, it's probably somebody also thinking, I've been patient, I've been waiting, and now I feel in my spirit I need to reroute. You know, I don't need to wait. Like what we were talking about in the beginning.
Yes.
You know, there's an alternative. There's a solution to this issue of mine.
Yes.
You know, I feel like waiting on God is just going to take me forever.
Yes.
The voices that speak to you and
that's the voices. And then now they derail you from the initial plan of God. Remember, God says, I know the plans that I have for you. You see. But now, does it mean that when you are waiting upon the Lord, you fold your arms? No.
No.
You don't. If you are not waking, you apply. You keep on sending those CVs.
You apply.
You keep on confessing the word of God. You are the prophet of your life. You keep on prophesying upon that dry situation. Those dry bones, you pray. You say, now, today I'm praying upon this. Even if you are asking for help and somebody did not help you, do not hate them and say they are fake friends. They are not fake friends. They might be going through some stuff as well. You see, learn to trust upon the Lord, not on people. Because if you rely on people, the day they will disappoint you, you won't even be able to save them anymore.
You'll fall apart.
You see, you won't even be able to see them anymore, eye to eye, because you feel like they are fake.
Yeah.
You understand?
True.
But sometimes God can hold people back because he wants you to totally depend and rely on him.
Yeah, really sent by God. You know, actually, as you're talking, Funes, I'm reminded of how in my season of unemployment, I'd apply for jobs and I'd start budgeting with the salary I'd see on the post. I'd start budgeting. This is what I'll do. You know, when I get a job, I'll be able to afford this and this and this and that. And amazingly enough, I didn't get those. I didn't even get we regret to inform you.
Yeah.
I didn't even get those.
Yeah.
But you know, I never stopped, you know, praying and believing that when I get something, this is exactly what I'm going to do. And did the Lord not answer a prayer from the previous year?
He did.
A job that I had forgotten about?
You see.
And was I not able to do those things I had planned to do?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You see. Mm-hmm. So that's God. God is faithful.
Mm.
That's why in the book of Hebrews, the Bible says, he that he has promised is faithful,
amen,
to accomplish it.
Mm.
You see. I know it's painful to wait. Believe you me, I know.
It's a difficult
place to
be in.
You are talking about somebody who has been through different seasons.
Mm.
You see, before you become the voice of the nations, you have to go through stuff.
Yeah.
God does not just give you such platforms until you are tried and tested.
Mm. You talk of something
you speak from experience. Mm. You
That's
don't just
true.
Speak from a motivational background. You know they are motivational speakers.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
understand? We the word of God is not a motivational speaking.
Mm.
It's a reality.
Mm.
It's a reality. You become your message.
Yeah.
When you tell about people on how to wait on God, you know. When you tell people about how to restore things that have been lost, you know how to lose.
Yeah.
Because you have lost several things in your life.
Amen.
You know. And all these situations, what I like about these situations, they mold a believer's character.
Amen.
Have you ever seen the humbleness of people who have gone through stuff? I'm talking about people who are not a fly by night or a microwave kind of blessings, you know?
Yep.
Because there are those that happens like that. Hence, I always say to people, unapologetic, that it's better to start off, you understand, struggling, and then later on, as you learn the life and the sequences, and God takes through the rails and the trails of life, and you learn a lot of things, and you learn how to deal with different characteristics of people, characters, persona of people. You understand, but it's always a difficult thing to bear when you see people who were once something and today they are nothing.
Yeah.
And for that person to rise, sometimes it's not easy.
Yeah.
Many commit suicide.
Mm.
Many they go deeper into drugs, into a lot of things.
Because recovery is not an
it's
easy
not
one.
An easy thing. But a person who has gone through life, even if they lose something, they remember the previous years when they had nothing.
Of course.
And all of a sudden, immediately that faith comes back again.
Amen.
And the scripture that says, a righteous man may fall once, but seven times
he
shall arise.
Amen.
You see. So, ngesiZulu siye sithi thina, iyesabeka, iyasatshwa into eqala phezulu iya phansi, ithuna kuphela.
Say that again? I want to try and paraphrase it.
Iyathusa, iyesatshwa, iyesabeka, into eqala phezulu iya phansi, ithuna kuphela.
All right, so basically what he's saying is, it is terrifying and usually unpleasing to experience something that starts from the top to the bottom.
Yes.
Because that is familiarized with a grave.
With a grave.
Mm.
It's only the grave that starts at the top to the bottom.
Mm. So
when they dig a grave, they start from the top to the bottom.
Mm.
But that's not how life is. Sure. Life starts at the bottom.
To the top.
Anything that is built, as the architectures, the designers, they will tell you,
start from the
foundation. Going up.
Amen.
Like they always say, if you want to know the structure, the altitude of the structure goes to the foundation.
Mm.
The foundation, the deeper the foundation,
the stronger the structure.
The structure will go up. The altitude is higher.
Mm.
You see. So that is life.
Wow.
And also it also depends what you are waiting for. You see, as people as the Bible says, those who wait upon the Lord. But the question is, what are you waiting for?
Mm.
We wait upon the Lord for different things.
Of course.
They always say, An elephant takes 2 years to give birth.
Oh.
Yeah. You do your research, you see an elephant takes about 2 years to give birth. But a dog can take about months to give birth.
Mm.
Now, it will be an ill mentality for an elephant to envy a dog.
Okay.
Because after 2 years, when the elephant delivers, what the elephant delivers is bigger than all the dogs combined together. You understand?
Okay.
It's stronger, it's bigger.
True.
And it's more matured. It's,
yeah.
You understand?
Yeah. That's,
so it all depends on what you are waiting for.
Mm.
And the longevity of life, the span of life for an elephant is different.
It's much longer
from a
than
chicken
a dog. Even a dog.
You understand?
Mm.
So it all depends on what you are waiting for. Stick to your lane. That's what I will say to people.
Wow.
Just be patient with the Lord. Stick to your lane. Believe in God. Keep on fellowshipping. Fast, pray. Believe in the prophetic word of God from the men and women of God. I'm telling you, that prophetic word can actually accelerate or transcend your season.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much to Bishop SK, Mr. Mago. People are like that by nature. He was just quoting something you were saying, Fulisi. Bishop SK just, you know, raising his hands at that. And also got another message from such a special woman, Mom Nolo Konyana. This is actually my late friend's mom. She passed on, I think I was just post-high school, actually. And she's still been my mommy to this day. And she's my baby
Man.
Girl. That's awesome. Shine there for Eastern Cape and Lesotho. Do you know why for Lesotho? Because my husband's originally from there.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's actually South African, but I mean, he's still got a lot of family there. So
yes.
He also shined for Lesotho.
Wow.
So thank
okay.
you so much. Thank you. Mfanisi, pray us out as we go out. But thank you so much for that word. Truly is encouraging for us also who continue to wait for the Lord.
Amen. Father, Amen. We thank you for this wonderful word, Almighty God. And we believe that your word is alive. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for such a great time, such a great season of fellowship, Almighty God. And I pray that the message that I've delivered right now
yes,
can
Lord.
Encourage somebody at home. And I pray that you uplift them. As the Bible says, when man says there is a casting down, the Lord says there is a lifting up.
Amen.
Father, I pray that you lift them up in every area and aspect of their lives, financially,
yes,
emotionally, physically, even their well-being, mental health, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray for every listener right now. May they prosper as their soul prospers in Jesus' glorious name. Father, let your love, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forever in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.